We as a society have entered into a media-driven world. With updates forming every day, it's hard to see our lives without technology. Social media, television, and cell phones seem to be more of a necessity than a luxury now. 63% of teenagers say they exchange text messages every day with friends and family, according to Pew. Cell phones provide an easy way to communicate when distance is a problem. However, they also cause people to veer away from face-to-face interactions. Corey Eller, a sophomore business major, has a few words to say about the media's increasing impact in our lives.
I think it's a bad thing. I think it's making everyone less communicable with each other. They rely on instant messaging. There's no personal touches, no people skills involved. It's all falling downhill to me because we're all used to just having everything right there on the internet right in front of us, so you just click a mouse instead of actually talking to somebody.
Even video games have turned into a new way of communication. Some businesses now have online meetings in virtual worlds. While this does limit the use of travel costs, it is concerning to some who believe that it's cutting off our human nature instinct, which is to have a connection with someone in person. At Piedmont, we see an impact of the media in that the Mason Schaeferstein Museum, located right across from campus, usually only gets student visitors when it is required for a class. The theater, on the other hand, gets visitors daily. Many Piedmont students would rather pay $8 for a movie ticket at the Habersham Movie Theater than attend a museum which caters free food as well. It's clear that the increase in prices does not impact students' decision to attend the theater. Eller states his opinion on the matter.
I think the fact that the museum is free is a good thing because there's a good chance it can be educational, but I can understand that the theater costs a whole lot more money because it is a business.
Americans spend about 23% of online time on social networks, according to a Nielsen report. Social networks certainly act as a way of communication in today's world. It even is a way of advertising businesses and contacting clients. Companies are taking advantage of the opportunity to use social media and putting it in their favor. Students now have to have the internet in order to do most assignments. Some teachers even assign their schoolwork on sites like Moodle, which a student has to log in to turn in the assignment. Screens seem to be glued to our faces, yet it is accepted in most cases. It's clearly evident that our world is changing. The question is it a good thing or a bad thing? Reporting for WRFP, the student-run radio station at Piedmont College, I'm Nikki Means.